Settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Zoe Avery.
Hello and welcome to the Spirits Work Show. I'm Sylvie Avery. My husband Mick and I are spirit mediums, and on this show we bring you insights into the reality of your world. We come from the perspective that, armed with truth and knowledge, we can all have the opportunity to move forward in harmony and create a better world in the process. If you would like to know more about us and our books and our work, we suggest you go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's work here on bloginservice.com and bbsradio.com every Monday at 12 o'clock midnight and now every Thursday at 5 p.m. EST, we also have another show called Spirit Teaching on Tuesday night at 11 p.m. EST. I'm a deep trance medium, and on the show I channel a highly knowledgeable and wise spirit guide called Gregory Hay. Gregory comes as spokesperson for a massive group of experts who specialize in many different subjects and genres. Each week, we have a different topic of discussion which hopefully gives you at least something to think about and that may even expand your awareness and consciousness in a positive way. Unfortunately, personally, I miss everything because once I go into trance and Gregory comes through, I'm not aware of anything until I'm back. So I'll say goodbye for now and have a great show.
Thanks, Mick. Yes, this is what makes Mick's gift so unique, because when Gregory is talking to us, it's not words taken on Mick's mind and repeated, but it's the complete personality of a non-physical being from the other side of life. And he has come as a representative of the White Cloud Group through a desire to help us, which is why the group were formed in the first place, with many hundreds of years in the preparation and continued exploration, research and investigations and study into all of the teachings that they bring for our benefit. I guess you could say that our shows and our books are for the open-minded who are ready to understand and realize the importance of spiritual evolution within a human lifetime. Don't ever seek for greater possibilities. Connect to your spirit within and listen to the answer. And really, our subject today is about self-healing, and it will be all about the spirit that you are within, this eternal being that we all are.
Hello, friends.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, dear friends. Once again, then, it is with the utmost love that we are here, as always. We have assembled our many minds, our understanding, brought into our consciousness through time exploration, through the differences between study, language, and the concepts available to us. Each and every one of us understands the necessity to bring forward our knowledge for all to share.
Thank you. So today's show, self-healing. This would be such an individual but vast subject.
Yes.
So I don't know where you would like to begin.
Well, to begin with then, dear friends, self-healing is the notion that you do not depend upon someone else or something else explicitly outside of self to allow you positive motivational force and also positive energy to right those dystoic energies you may have brought about upon yourself or have them brought about upon you by others, events, actions, or thoughts.
So, what do you mean by dystoic?
Well, dystoic energies are, of course, those energies which are of great negativity. These may be attached to areas of where you live, caused by events or effects of life not necessarily human. It may have been to do with other species. So these are events that have befallen them and create negativity. You may, for example, be lying in bed, and your bed position is actually positioned wrongly in the house in which you live, because there may be a system of negative challenges which exist beneath the very soil of the house in which you live. It may be that for some, these negative energies cause dramatic physiological effects upon your being. Now, so what this means then is that you may feel headaches every night that you go to sleep. It may be that for some people that they actually develop harmful side effects from these dystoic energies. They may be there unknowingly to many, of course, who have built the house or who have surveyed it, because it is simply something that is not within their criteria of how they would manage an architecture or a building to be established. It may well, of course, be that these are only transient energies, that they have been left by some other force. So what would you do if you had to heal this form of energy, if it is something that you cannot tangibly see, touch or feel, or even sense maybe, even if you are an ultra-sensitive? It may well be that you do not actually pick these instances up, and just quite simply that you suffer as a consequence of it. What you would do in this state of affairs is that you would merely rearrange your head. You would perhaps use dowsing rods or some such thing as that in order to determine where exactly the energy may lie. So you can see that from the outset, things that happen to you, effects you feel of your rational everyday self, are not necessarily things that you invite to yourself, but that may just be present in your domain. They may just be a part of where you live, for example. And so these can be remedied simply, merely by moving the bed, perhaps, or moving where you regularly sit. It may be that this is just something that is orchestrated underneath a piece of furniture, or something like that, and that all you really need to do is move the furniture around the room in order to allow you to be more peaceful in mind, body and spirit, the connection of your ultra harmony, if you like. In that case, it will benefit your well-being. Real ways of bringing about healing for self are situations amounting to how and why you are in need of healing. Surely the way in which you dominate your day, in the way in which you are able to perceive your day and control it to a certain extent, be positive about it, bring about positive effects, are things to do with how you actually feel, how you are able to orchestrate your day so that it fits your needs. Many people succumb to ailments and diseases because they are not at ease, because they are simply moving against tidal pressures of other people's thought or actions, or that you are feeling oppressed by signatories, other signatories of the day. This simply means that they are pressures other people are putting upon you that you do not orchestrate yourself, but that you are a party to.
Yes, we all succumb to that.
Well, yes, quite so. Many pressures people put on each other are simply there because you demand time, energy and essence from other beings in order to fit your will. This merely means, dear friends, that what you want to do really is have your own piece of space, but most of you, or many of you at any rate, will actually be employed by somebody else, so you cannot have the luxury of doing that.
People have their own criteria, and we all have to fit in with people's lives, don't we?
Yes, quite so. Mm. Yes, as that is something that really, I suppose, makes the harmonic work. And people really have to work at harmony in order to, I suppose, make it fit or wear it in a suitable way that fits with everybody else, you see.
Create your own.
Yes, so then we have this system of trying to surmount all of these problems that are loaded upon one another in each and every day, pressures of life. And what you have to do is learn to try to cope with these battling pressures, which many of you fail to achieve. You really succumb to the negativity or to the will of others' needs that override your own. How can you come over this problem? How can you reveal yourself around this situation to enable you to become better equipped and also to be self-healed by these problems, these issues that come on your day? It is said that what you would do is, first of all, you would experience the actual dynamic of meditation. Meditation, I know, has been talked about so much, and yet very few people actually use it to focus energy of positivity, of self-healing. This is to do then with a silent meditation that would really take very little time in your day. But that if you actually set a time aside where you can implement it, bring it into your focus, it really means that you are using a tool that you have been born with. See, all you would do is step into the silence. You would perhaps ask your guides and helpers, second to none, to be with you, to heal you, to bring precious healing to you. You would ask this in an invocation, not a prayer necessarily, although you may call it that, of course. I'm just saying these are words, these are connections of words between self, the physical state, your spirit, and those outside of life who may be available to help you.
Because you are a partnership between your spirit and your human body.
Yes, quite so. Yes, absolutely so. Now, this doesn't mean to say, of course, that you're putting your hands on places of your body that you feel are ailing you. It really means that this is a process of mind. A process whereby you ask for and receive the energy of the universal life force of all things. God, if you like, call it what you will. It is the spirit energy from the universe of all things, creation or is, as we prefer to call it. What you would simply do is connect with this vibrancy by being still and silent. In the peace of your moment, ask for your healing to be brought about. I am well aware that many may feel negative toward this kind of exposure, that perhaps you may feel as though you are leaving yourself exposed to other energies which may be negative and waiting to instill upon you. This is not the case, because if you invoke a prayer or invocation of words which are constructed in such a way that you are asking your highest guides and helpers, second to none, to be with you, protect you as always, you are in fact protected.
Can you suggest an invocation to people? What they would say so that they could maybe repeat your words if they are going to do it?
Yes,
I think some people feel a bit self-conscious.
Yes. It would be, my highest guides and helpers, second to none, who walk with me and love me in spite of all I do. please be with me at this time. Help me to heal myself. Help me to rise above with courage those situations that have brought illness to my mind or physical body. Please help me to help myself, and I leave myself in your protection as always. This is my only single request, that you form a healing ring of light around me, that you form this to help me overcome this distress, this dis-ease of my mind and physical body. I do this with the name of love only upon my heart.
And then they just sit in a chair, or...
Yes.
If they can sit in a chair.
If they can sit in a chair, a straight-backed chair is preferable, because perhaps, for example, if you're feeling, if you're suffering from backache or something like that, it is very often better that you sit in a straight-backed chair than something that is going to cushion around you. Alternatively, if you cannot do that, and you are only lying down, then that is also very beneficial. You can do this lying down on the floor if you wish, or in your bed, or even outside on grass in a field, or in a park, or in a woodland. You may sit beneath a tree and say your invocation in just the same way. Ask for healing. Ask for healing of the world upon you. Now, for some people, they may even find that healing is more precious if they actually take their healing to somewhere that is beautiful. A forest, perhaps, or to the seashore. And these different energies, natural forces, will help invoke the correct sensitivity for you to connect with those higher guides and helpers that may be with you to help you to heal.
But for the people that can't do that, time and busy lives and everything,
yes.
then they can create their own atmosphere in their own home, in their bedroom or wherever it is.
Absolutely
they want to
so.
Do it.
Or even at work in an office. All you need to do is to take 2 small cotton wool buds, put them in your ears so that you trap out the sound around you, and then just place yourself into a silent meditation.
Yes.
And that will work very well. Do remember to take your phone off the hook, as it were.
Yes, wherever you
do it. To run
it
as silent, wherever you are, so that you are not disturbed in this time. Do not worry about how long you will be away. If, for example, before you do this, you make a mental note of how long you would wish to be healed for, perhaps 10 or 15 minutes will be sufficient at any one time of the day. All you will need to do then is to say within your invocation the length of time that you wish to undergo this treatment. And simply all that will happen is that at the end of the treatment they will bring you back, and sure as eggs are eggs, that they will most probably bring you back exactly on time.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and today we're talking about self-healing. Welcome. So, could you explain to us a little more about explaining these energies and how we can, because very often we won't, it will be later on down the line that we realise that maybe it could be something to do with underground energies.
Yes.
So what would be our first port of call to attempt to find out if it is this or not, rather than waiting?
Well, really, my dear friend, the best thing that you can do is to, if you are familiar with divining rods, which are two small bent wires, pieces of metal, which have a handle at one end, and you will hold them in each hand. Connect first with your spirit holding each of the wires in your hands,
mm-hmm.
in an upright position. You would walk around the room very slowly. In your connection with your spirit, what you would do is you would invoke the reason of why or what you are searching for.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say, really explain that situation, and that you would wish to uncover any negative forces in that room. Then you would walk around the perimeter of the room or anywhere you suspect, which may in fact be the point of focus. If there is a negative energy, they will move, or one of the divining rods will move,
mm-hmm.
to tell you where it is.
Right.
And you would then move backwards and forwards, perhaps, to discover it for yourself. Now, alternatively, if you have a lot of money, you may well be able to employ a geophysicist.
Hmm, yes.
And they will bring machinery to your house or your dwelling, or wherever it is that you feel is bringing illness to you, and they will actually test it. And what it will reveal is exactly the same thing. If there are extreme negative energies or forces lying within the soil underneath your dwelling, they will be revealed by geopathic stress.
Could you do this with a...
And this is, incidentally, a measurable thing.
Scientifically measurable, yes.
Yes, quite so.
Yes. Could you do it with a pendulum, a crystal on a chain, or
yes,
something like
absolutely
that?
So. And then, oh, yes, absolutely so.
So you hold it loosely.
You can do that as well.
And then if the crystal swings on the end of the chain that you are holding loosely in between your fingers?
Yes, then that will be revealed as well. Do not forget that a crystal on a pendulum is, in fact, a connection between your physical state and your spirit.
Mm.
Possibly, I suppose, it can well be as the doorkeeper who happens to walk with you every step of your way, every step of your life. And it may be that the revelation comes between that relationship.
Yes. So how common is this?
Actually, of course, it is quite common, in part because there are many situations under the ground which people just really do not realize that exist.
Mm.
And these situations can bring quite a lot of harm to human beings.
What are they exactly?
Well, it is really to do with the situation of channels which exist under the earth, which perhaps have at one time contained water that no longer contain water, so they are voids. And these voids attract and have attached to them negative energies. Basically, they are negative energies from the polarity of the earth and the earth's crust. So what you are actually sensing are very real energies which are connected to the magnetic forces of the earth as a symbiotic biological system.
Hmm. So there must be particular areas that are more prone to this, that have of an abundance of these.
Well, it will
but
very much
depend.
Well, yes, quite so. It will very much depend, dear friend, on whether a geophysical survey has really been done of the area before it was built upon.
Right.
And, of course, if it wasn't, then none of these situations will be revealed.
And I suppose people, if they really wanted to, like say if they were going to a piece of land and wanted to build a house upon it, then they could get that done for themselves, couldn't they?
Well, yes, of
or
course.
Or get the house checked that you're looking at to buy.
Yes, quite so.
Before you buy it.
Yes. After all, this is also, of course, you must understand the basis of many feng shui.
Yes.
Enthusiasts, and the origin of feng shui was in fact to do negative and positive energy around the vicinity of your living condition.
Yes.
It is an ancient craft of connecting with the energy of the earth.
Yeah, I'm not sure how, because that seems to be so different when you hear and read different people's versions of that feng shui.
I understand.
So that can get a bit complicated.
Very many people place so many different connotations upon it, which are unrealistic, unwarranted, and simply are fabrications.
Yes.
It is really to do with the ancient craft of connecting with the earth as an organism.
So what sort of things can, if you have a problem like this, excuse me, then what sort of things can it create to your physical body?
It can create headaches. It can even bring on the onset of cancer.
Gosh.
Of some forms of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be migraines that you're suffering from. It may in fact be other forms of infection. It can be many other different familiarities of disease that it brings on. It can cause a weakness, a basic flaw in your autoimmune system, if you like.
Right, so it can lower your immune system.
Oh, absolutely so, yes.
So it could, then, in that case, it could virtually anything that it is the underlying cause of.
Yes, quite so.
Mm. Right, so this is always something that people should bear in mind, that aren't, never seem to be able to be get themselves fit and healthy.
Yes, of course, there are many other situations, energies, which also have a similar effect. They may be to do with your own inner well-being, your outlook on life, the way that life has reflected upon you, whether you carry things from the past locked into you, your self state, which actually preordains a certain climate, a certain way in which you reveal yourself to others. It may actually have an effect, how can I say this, an effect of the environment that causes upon you. So if you do not allow the past to be in the past and continue to reflect upon matters that were perhaps harmful and done to you in your past, and yet you failed to let them be where they lay. Don't forget, friends, that whatever you have been a party to in your past life history is something that you cannot alter, you cannot change. You may wish to return to that place in your mind. Return to the agonies or the feelings that distressed you so, that brought upon such karma. But in fact, your karma is your action and your response to thoughts and deeds. So, if you allow them to dissipate and be where they exist in your past and not taint your future, you will rise above them, grow courage from that experience.
So a negative outlook is really quite, can be damaging and detrimental to your health. I mean, health, we all go through stages where we feel sorry for ourselves and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And this is when we're overcome with negativity, and then usually it is things that we dwell on in the past. Very often it is. And certain people do seem to live their life that way a lot.
Yes, my dear, and what actually happens is that these reflective moments of past merely exacerbate the situation. They compound it by making it far more intensive than really it need be. So people reflect upon these images of the retentive mind purely and simply because they are familiar, because their negative state means that they bring about other negative states, other familiarities of that state, in order to feel more at home, I suppose. It doesn't actually have a positive effect. Obviously, what it has is a great negative effect and compounds the already critical mind from being worse, from feeling worth more.
Well, it changes the reality of your now.
Exactly so.
Into something of a negative past.
My dear friend, yes, it means to say that your intention of overcoming an illness through prayer or through even taking a pill will be substituted by your intention of looking backward into those times when you lacked courage, those times when you were not fully cognizant of your paucity of positive outlook. You did not use your positive harmonic propulsion to move you forward into the next realm of paucity.
And by that you mean that you can create
exactly
a propulsion from thinking positively.
Yes. It is your power of intention. If you wish to bring something forward in your life that you do not have, yet it remains an ideal, a concept even, you are able to empower that thought to help you to bring it to life. And using positivity, the propulsion of that positivity is an energy which will underline and help you to overcome these problems.
Mm.
Simply by taking a pill does not necessarily mean to say that it will actually treat you. If you are extremely negative or suffering from over negative exposure, it means that you have a greater hill to climb away from that exposure. You will perhaps regard the pill as being taking a helping hand in order to elevate you out of that negative exposure.
Mm.
However, it may not have that effect, because if your mind does not recover from your past attention of what you failed to reach,
mm-hmm.
then your failure will only compound your symptoms and feelings of dis-ease and illness. Now, I am well aware that there are those who perhaps have some life-threatening disease or whatever, and that for many of them, they use these powers of understanding, of overcoming with positivity the negative failures, even in their tissues, even in their biology of their physical state. They use positivity to overcome these states of disarray.
Mm-hmm.
Using the power of intention of nurture to bring about and facilitate greater positivity and vibrancy within your cellular structure, I suppose.
Mm. Yes.
This in itself sometimes will cause for you to be overcome the illness you face, or at least reduce it. Now, sometimes, of course, you may well have this situation in healing. Sometimes you may experience hands upon you when you are self-healing, when you are in the meditative state we have already spoken of.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel that others are with you. You may feel the love of those perhaps who have passed long before in the spirit world, to do with ancestry, relatives, genetically twinned beings whom you have shared life with at some stage. You may feel them around you as well, helping you, giving you courage, giving you praise to allow you to ascend those negative situations you face that cause dis-ease. Do not forget, dear friends, that many diseases are there simply because your barriers are at a low ebb, or because your negativity has increased the possibility that you may face a form of attack, I suppose, by another organism. For some people, they may find their own autoimmune system becomes greatly depleted simply because they lack the formidable array of enzymes which have been formulated and grown, which have come about over your whole lifetime of experience. I have to say, it is why we shudder at the thought that so many people are undergoing courses of antibiotics and injections for this and that, just merely to circumnavigate local pressures of contact between yourself and bacteria. It is not a credible thing that you should live in such a sterile environment. I'm not saying that you should eat dirt, or that you should purposefully come into contact with places where bacteria exist, but that I'm saying that your autoimmune systems will become depleted, will not rise above the challenges it faces. Therefore, you will not overcome illnesses in such a ready manner. If your enzymes are depleted within your body system, it may well become that you are susceptible to great onslaughts of virus or bacteria that otherwise would not have harmed you in that way, purely and simply because your enzyme count, as it were, is low.
That's fascinating. Because what this does, you can complement the conventional medicine with your self-healing.
Of course, yes, of course. And you can also replenish certain systems within your body function merely by eating different foods, by encouraging with positivity different areas of your life. Perhaps that you would cease the stressful activities you create or that are created around you. Some people I know are unwitting saviors to this creation of negativity, of distress that people are in their lives. It may well be that through these distresses that it actually plays a very large part in making you ill, in bringing on dis-ease into your physical state. Stress actually has a very high mortality rate, my dear friends. If you allow your day to become so involved and controlling of your life affairs that you enable it to weaken your structure, your integrity, if you like, then you will become an innocent victim of such an onslaught.
Yes, and that's really difficult, isn't it? Because of trying to keep yourself buoyant long enough to get the positivity flowing again.
Yes, quite so. And I suppose that that is a reason for many medicinal remedies, is that they give you a break within the systems that you are feeling, the aggravations that you are feeling, so that you can then replenish your positivity, even if it is just for a short while. The problem is, within this merry-go-round, this roundabout of illness and decay, you actually are then able to succumb gradually to the pressures of distress that are brought about from these diseases. It merely means then that you will need perhaps different aids in order to overcome them. I'm not saying that self-healing will be the answer to everything. What I'm saying is that if you are ill, you can practice meditation. What better time to do it than when you are ill? But you should really be doing it every day of your life.
Yes. But it's self-help, isn't it? It literally is self-help, how you can help yourself.
Yes. And I'm not saying that there are those people who may meditate and that even then they still succumb to diseases, both physically and mentally.
Sure.
I understand that many will try, for instance, if they are facing a disease like cancer, for example. It is very difficult to actually maintain the buoyancy of positivity that is needed to overcome it.
Yes.
It is really a matter of continuing and being aware that you can. Are we saying then that in the end game of this, that if you fail, then all of those prayers, all of those invocations and meditations have actually failed to produce anything? Well, it may well be, dear friend, that in the end day, that disease actually inflicted too much damage for you to recover from. Does it mean to say that your quality of life, therefore, was less up to the point of your passing through not having meditated? Indeed not. It means that within your meditation practice that you brought about for yourself, you were able to connect more beautifully, more fully with your perfect spirit, enabling the transitionary process to be more peaceful on your return home to the spirit world.
But I think that people, once they start doing this, will actually feel the difference anyway.
Of course. There's
no doubt about it.
Absolutely so. So I am not saying that this is something that will overcome every dis-ease. What I am saying is that these are things, tools to give you courage, to give you upliftment for your life, to bring you the necessary understanding that you may allow your past to leave you, that if you felt great illness and suffering yesterday, it doesn't mean to say that you will feel the same suffering today. That, you see, is a negative spiral that many who are ill come into contact with and succumb to in their very nature. So what I am saying is that by overcoming that form of circular activity of mind, you are in fact enabling greater paths to open before you, even if they do not, at the end of the day, heal your illness. They will give you a greater sense of mind, a greater sense of understanding between the relationship of your beautiful spirit and yourself as a physical being.
And it's like, I use it as the same as I would having a shower after a stressful day.
Yes.
You know, after a busy day.
Absolutely.
It's literally like losing a few layers of stress.
Yes.
And feeling replenished.
Because why would you want to take it with you through your sleep to the following day?
To the next day. And it's free.
Exactly so. Yes.
It costs nothing.
It is just a matter of resolving that you need to do these things and to use your time to the best effect for your own self-protection and healing.
Mm. And it can't do you any harm.
It will never do you any harm.
Mm. So, no matter what state that you've got yourself into, no matter what sort of person you think you could change your life around, you can become a healthier person, we've talked about vitamins and, well, we've talked about healthy eating,
yes,
haven't we? And all that sort
as
of thing.
As being such a crucial augmenter, I suppose.
Yes.
Or should I say anvil for how you would project your life?
Yes. So basically what we're saying is don't leave everything down to this. You know, I mean, you have to do your bit as well.
Yes, eat well, drink plenty of water.
And water was the other thing I was going to say.
Yes.
The importance of water.
Water is so vitally important to your well-being, to anyone's well-being. It is a focal point of your well-being. It is the most precious thing you can take into your physical state, apart from the quality of air you breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It is the vital force that enables you to function in any way. So make sure that your source of water is as pure as it can be. Make sure that whatever you take into yourself is something that is going to bring you goodness and not harm.
So filtered water if it's not good water?
Oh, absolutely so. You must always use a carbon filter in order to make sure that the water that you drink is properly pure. Naturally, this will not dissipate all metals or all other harmful things that may be brought into water through the processes of purification. That is automated purification. However, it is to say that because water is such a delicate thing, it really needs to be drawn through so many layers of different forms, different constitutions. Do not forget that if you pass it through a carbon filter, it will always be drinkable. It will always be good for you.
And how much should one drink a day? On average, to maintain, I mean, you know, we are mostly water, aren't we? 98%.
Well, yes, quite so.
How much should we drink a day?
You should really drink at least 3 or 4 glasses full every day.
Mm. That's probably a couple of pints, isn't it?
Well, yes, absolutely so. I would say really between 3 and 4 pints of water every day.
Yes. During the day, people are thinking, oh gosh, I can't drink that much. But during the day, it's not too much at all.
It's not.
No.
After all, it would really be the best possible thing for you to drink a whole glass of water as soon as you wake up.
Mm.
There is nothing better.
Mm. So when you don't have to have faith, do you?
You do not need to have faith. This is nothing whatsoever to do with religion. I understand that I have already raised the question of, I suppose, people's religious aspirations because I have mentioned spirit. It may be that you do not recognize spirit in any way. That is a matter for you, of course. However, you would still say an invocation. You would still say words which inspire and bring about positivity within you, because it is something that enables you to connect your own self state. Even if you do not believe there is God existing outside of your own field of vision, it may well be that you will still need these voices of positivity in order to align your mental state with your physical dis-ease and enable you to overcome it.
And then when you have finished, you've had your healing and you're sitting there on your chair and you've finished, should you have a closing invocation as well?
Well, yes, it is most certainly best to do that and most respectful to do that. even as I say, if you do not believe that God exists, you merely thank even yourself for your own alignment. Or you can thank whoever it is that you wish to thank. Native Americans, after all, would thank their ancestors for being with them.
Creator.
Or creator, absolutely so. Yes. As they still exist. It is no failure. It is not saying that you are weak if you are making these invocations. It is saying that you are stepping forward to resolve situations you cannot deal with yourself, that you need help with to overcome in your life.
Can people do this in pairs or in a group or as a family, or is it always best to do it on your own?
Well, self-healing is, of course, for self in its entirety. If you wish to bring healing to someone else, after all, every single one of you is able to bring healing to someone else in a form.
But if they, I mean, like, say, sitting in a circle and everybody asking for their own healing, but done together. Maybe some people don't like being on their own, even.
Yes, quite so. That is true. And, of course, that would be something that could be done as well. That you could just sit in a circle and not actually pay any attention to what anyone else is doing.
No.
But really just for yourself.
So you would say an opening invocation for everybody?
Possibly so. It would not necessarily be that one person would say it. It might be that you all say your own invocation in your own minds. You do not necessarily have to speak it out loud.
No.
Although, of course, it is better if you are able to speak it out loud to do so.
So with these stoic energies that we have around and about, we actually may end up having to move from a certain place.
Well,
if there's too much.
Possibly so. I would have to say that for some, it may merely mean that they have to just alter the location of certain articles of furniture. It may be that in the worst cases that they do have to actually get up and move.
If they can't pinpoint accurately enough.
Well, it may be.
Too many of them.
Well, yes, quite so. It may well be that the system is too large for them to cope with. And in which case, they would either have to move the dwelling or move themselves away from it.
But this self-healing isn't only that, is it? It's the negative thoughts and feelings that you, and the people that you come into contact with every day, or the emotions that you bring home with you.
Yes, of course. Yes, quite so. And they actually have a dealing with it as well.
Yes.
Because all of those emotions that you bring home with you become part of the fabric of the building in which you live. I have to say, of course, that also it may well be that certain symptoms of these negative forces may not just be something that you have to cope with yourself. You may have to bring in help from outside of yourself in order to deal with them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Gregory.
Thank you so.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure as always. May all that is good, all that is bright, be upon your doorway of life, cherishing every step you take in your walk to the future. Good day.
Good day. And I just tell everybody that we do have four books: The Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Spirit Within, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird, that these can be found on our website, spirit-teaching.com, and also at amazon.com and in all good bookstores. In the Healing Ring of Light, we do have a lot of information about what we've been talking about today in the positive harmonic propulsion and the healing methods. So I recommend Spirit Walks with Gregory in particular for this. Spirit Within is really good for explaining how you are a spirit, first and foremost, and a partnership between this and your human body. So, well, we hope you've enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for listening. Remember that you belong at this time, at this moment, where you are, and you belong there because of your circumstances, because your life has brought you to this place. If you wish to go forward, then be at peace with what you are. And if you do not like what you see, you can change it. It is all down to your wish and desire to improve yourself. And so until next time, be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.